Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode number 39. Today is Saturday, October the 8th, 2016. I am your host, Lita, and joining me, the man pressing the buttons over there.
It's like I keep pushing them.
That's Stone. Hey, Stone!
Well, the thing was fixed. It worked.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the intro scene plays only one clip, and the outro scene plays two. So yeah. You'd think that if there's going to be a problem, it'd be having a problem on the outro one, but no,
it's the intro. But anyway, we got it to work. You got it to work. So yay! Awesome. Thank you for that. It's nice to hear it again. I like to hear my music, so that's
always... Well, the sound works.
So the sound works. And hey, chat room, thank you everyone for coming and joining us. We have a very special guest. We it's been a little while since we've had him on, and we're really lucky that he's come to have another chat with us. So today we have Turnwinkle.
Woo! Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I am great. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I am just tickled pink to be here. You bet.
Oh, we're so thrilled to have you on and to get to have a chat with you again and find out what you've been up to and all that fun stuff. I mean, we had Zorts last week, which was fantastic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, you know,
wow.
Well, Zorts was giving us some facts, some funny facts. Did you see his Turnwinkle facts number 265? He steals acorns from squirrels.
What?
You know, goblins, I tell you.
Why would you do that?
They work for Trump, goblins do. And so that's, I think, all I need to say on that.
I have no words. Awesome. Wow. Anyway, let's find out what you've been doing. So it's been a little while since we've had you on. So do you want to give us an update about what you've been doing in game, out of game, all that fun stuff?
Oh my gosh, Legion. We've been doing Legion. What more can you say? I know for myself, I just got to 110 about 2-3 weeks ago, and then Layla tells me there's more to do. I was like, oh, but I got there, right? No, sir. So she turned me on to the world quests, and so now there's more exclamation points all over my map that I have to go and check on. So a lot of that. Now, what we're starting here just on Sunday, we'll be back into the Iron Man and defeating Zorts yet again. He thinks he's better this time, and I hope so. You know, last time it was such an easy victory that I'm looking for a challenge. So, I said, all right, Zorts, if you think you got it in you, I'll throw a bone your way and give you another shot at the title. So to make it even a little more interesting,
what's the official title?
Iron Man Extreme Challenge. This year. It's the Iron Man Extreme Challenge 2, Rumble in the Jungle. That's right, Turnwinkle versus Zorts with a newcomer in the ring. Someone's throwing their hat in the ring. None other than Layla. And so she is the wild card, the wild horse in the race. And so we are going to see, if Layla has what it takes to keep up with the big boys. She thinks she does.
This'll be interesting. Yeah.
We gotta represent and all genders here. And she's a wild card. We don't know what race or class she's picked yet, but so Zortz went with the, well, folks wanted to see him play a respectable race. And so this time around, he'll actually play something that's, you know, worthwhile and has a little bit of honor to it. And he's going to play a gnome and a gnome warlock. So, you know, you give him half and half. Give him half and half. He, you know, he's still got to throw a monkey wrench in there and kind of murk the waters a little bit with the warlock side of things. But, and, you know, and he needed a leg up. He's got to have a little help. So he went with a race that, or a class that, that has a pet. So I said, all right, well, I'll give him that. I'll you know, give him that little leg up. And so he'll have a pet with him and you know, whatever it takes, Swords, whatever it takes. Folks wanted to see me play Horde side this time, and I'm going to be going with the Orc Warrior. And so that'll be a lot of fun. I'm not as familiar with the Orc starting area or those zones around there. So, again, a little, another little edge to give to Zortz, you know, give him something to, you know, so make it to where he might be able to last just a little bit longer. And I might get more episodes out that way on the whole thing. So that's what I want. That's what I want. Extend the series a little bit longer. You know, allow him to stay in the race just a little bit more. So,
we will keep close eye on you guys to see what you're doing. And you said, Leela, at this stage, you don't know what she's going to be rolling.
We don't. And it's going to be now what we've decided to do. And I'd forgotten this when we put up our polls, but we decided that we're just going to keep it to the vanilla races because, you know, with the goblin and the panda, you're kind of on rails for those first few levels. So we wanted the ability to be able to kind of go off the path a little bit if you wanted to. So she's going to be one of the vanilla races and so we'll go with it that way. So that's what we're looking at there. So Legion just been doing all sorts of Legion fun. I mean, this expansion is just bar none one of the best expansions. I was talking with Wem from Buying and Equip last night. And we were just talking about what an amazing job they did. And boy, where does Blizzard go from here? You know, that next expansion had better be on par. You know, it's going to be a little challenge for them to continue to tweak and keep things interesting and exciting. So, yeah.
Definitely.
That's what I've been doing.
They had better start working now. You know, they need to start the next expansion like now, like start not doing the plot and stuff. No, start working on it, like actually creating the stuff now, because people are going to be expecting something to compete.
It'll already be in the works. So hopefully they'll take all the, you know, the positive stuff that they're getting from this, as well as the negative stuff, and then, you know, I suppose
negative stuff.
What do you call it? Like tune it to. Well, I mean, there's obviously going to be people that aren't happy with stuff. So,
like
professions, dungeons,
professions and dungeons.
Professions and dungeons. Don't even get me started on that one again.
Yes.
But anyway, we will. Yes, I picked up another. I finished one last night and gave me another one. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm just gonna never gonna get these professions leveled. It really annoys me because I always get my professions done. Like, you get them done all early and you're like, sweet, I've got them, and now I can go and, you know, work on the other stuff. But no, I'm like, oh, damn professions. Well, anyway,
try even, you know, playing an alt at this time. It's like, I got so much to do on my main.
I don't have any alts.
I can't even get on an alt.
And that says it all right there, I think. If Leela can't play an alt. That says it
I've
all.
I've only got a couple. Anyway, yes. Alrighty. So when do you roll your tunes for this challenge that you're doing?
Now, Zortz has already started. You know, he had to get a head start. So, you know, the gun goes off. He's already 10 yards down the way. So he's got his first video up. So definitely go check out his video. And if Zortz, if you want to put up a link, I don't suppose you guys would mind in the chat.
Oh, no.
Let folks know where they can go to.
I'll put a link in the show notes as well. So definitely. Yeah.
So, you know, guys? So they can, absolutely, they can watch the second place, or probably the, well, I don't want to count Layla out of that second place.
I was gonna
either
say,
the second or third.
She could be the dark horse and really kick you guys butt. Go,
I think
Layla.
She's, honestly, I think she's going to. She hasn't even died on her first Iron Man yet. So, but he's already started his. I will be recording mine tomorrow, and mm-hmm. they're done in half-hour segments. So we're only allotted a half hour to do as much as we can in that half hour, and then you stop that episode. So, and so it'll be interesting to see, you know, the trash talking that Zortz is doing already is just tremendous. I am ashamed, and you know, I think his dad, it would be ashamed, and so. It's sad to see. He sinks to these levels, and you know, I try to stay above all that. And so yeah, I'll be recording mine tomorrow, and and showing them how it's done.
Excellent. Alrighty. So with the, because obviously you have done challenge tunes, and
yes.
and you know, this is the second time you've done the competition with Zortz, which is awesome. What I want to know is, what has been, do you think, your fondest challenge memory so far that you've managed to get through?
My Torrin Hunter with his chicken Thunderstruck was just the funnest time, because yeah. whenever Thunderstruck would give the final blow on an enemy, you know, I'd say, "You've been Thunderstruck," you know, and so those were absolutely hilarious, and I loved that tune to death. So so that is probably one of my fondest memories, is having my chicken with my Torrin Hunter Thunderstruck, and we're just going around, and unfortunately we passed away in Ashura. Is that the place behind
Orgrimmar?
Yeah. I'm not.
Yep.
Ashura?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's where we died. We were on you were killing the glaives, the elf glaives,
oh, yeah.
on the flight, flying around there. And they shot the bird. And I was like, oh no. And I landed, and there was a little lag there. I was like, oh, okay, I'm all right. And then,
it's like, oh, no.
Yeah. So. That was, but he was, I think, my all-time favorite Iron Man. Of course, mm-hmm. Turvinkel that ended up defeating Zortz. He's still alive, so mm-hmm. you know, he's still in the wings there if I needed him. But again, you know, Zortz kind of needed a leg up, so I'm gonna try a different area and see.
Trash
talking,
you know,
how
you
do there, yeah. So
yeah, trash talk at his best, these guys.
Wow.
Seriously, it's good.
Awesome.
So we're starting with the orc starting zone that you're going to be doing, and obviously, is it something? It's been a long time since you've done the orc starting
yes.
zone, or you've never done it?
No, I have, but it's been a long time, and yeah. thankfully, folks picked the warrior, because I'm familiar with the warrior class, and mm-hmm. and
I picked the warrior,
and so I'm not as, yeah. So I'm not sure what I think I'm going to go. Fury, is that the two handed or is it, yeah?
Fury.
No,
two-handed.
Is it arms?
Fury is two hand. Well, you get two
yeah.
two handers. Right?
Two. Okay, so I think I may go that or just the one, either arms or fury.
As a word of caution, if you're going fury and you have the 2-2, and if you have the 2-2-handers, if you don't have them equipped, you're going to get two wonderful presents given to you by Blizzard.
Oh, no.
if they get equipped, let me know, and we unflag you for that. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I will keep that in mind, sir.
Because that's a bug,
so
and we're trying to fix it.
Think, why am I holding these things? Then yes, it could be one of those hiccup things that happens.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So if you're starting over in Valley of the Trials?
Yep.
Valley of the Trials, isn't it? Yep.
Yeah.
So what kind of path do you want to go through? Like, just do the Durotan, go into Northern Barrens, or you're gonna
Northern
jump
Barrens?
Across?
No, no. I am so scared of Northern Barrens. One of my very first Iron Mans way back when I first did my first one was an, I think, an orc. Oh, what was he? I can't remember off the top of my head. It was like an orc shaman, I think, or something along those lines, and went into the Northern Barrens, and quill boars, very, very dangerous. And the general got me. I forget what his name is, but the general guy in there, and he took me down. And so I think I want to go the Ashura route. Again, I know I'm saying that wrong. Let's probably go, oh my God. John.
Azura.
No. Okay. Well, so I think I'm going to go that way. Mm-hmm. And, oh, no. See, this is...
If you really want to.
This is great coming on the show here because... There's, hey, I'm talking to two experts here, so...
What's the name of that raptor? The one with the thing on his head where he's all smart? Oh.
Experiment B.
Experiment B, yeah.
Don't go.
Yeah. If he's even there, just run.
Don't even go to that section.
He has a spell that I don't think has been squished yet. So. Yeah, yep. And you get hit.
He one shot me.
Yep.
Which was not pretty.
Which is interesting.
And I was just thinking, I was just in it going, yet. Now something happens around here, and then it was like aggro dead. And I was like, yep, that would be it.
Yeah. That would be the one. All right, see,
that
so.
That would be the
if,
one.
Now, if I.
Experiment four.
If I slipped you guys a little gold, and had you guys coach me as we go along here, that would be great.
You know what?
How much gold we're talking here.
That would be interesting if we actually had Iron, you know,
Iron Man coaches.
Max level. Yeah, but no.
Because I was going to say, you need to talk to, like, the veterans. Yes. That's what you need.
They're all in the chat room right now, so.
There's a lot in the chat right now, exactly.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go on anything Stone and I have to say.
Cause... Well, I don't know about Lita. I mean, but me, I mean, we can talk, right?
We do like to talk, hence why we do this. But we can give you some pointers. We can give both of you some pointers, which is, you know, don't play if you're tired, boys. Don't play if you're tired.
Yeah, Swords, all right? Please, I'd like at least two
iron
episodes.
Iron advisors. DC says we could be iron advisors. I like that.
Turwinkle fact number 93. He eats candy in front of die hitting overweight kids. It's not good. That's not good,
see,
man.
See again the lies. You know, I tell you.
That's not good.
Alrighty. So what do you think, Towinkle, what do you think has been your most unfriendly zone that you found as, you know, with all the challenge tunes that you've done?
Oh, man. Again, I have to say Northern Barrens, you know, I have myself, I haven't gotten past, I think, 28 on any of my Iron Man tunes. So up to this point, it's definitely been Northern Barrens, and that's just because there is so much stuff going on around you that if you're not watching around every little bush, you know, there could be a tiger in there or one of those savanna lions, and a lot of things there make your life miserable, especially those quill boars, and so there's so much to do there as well, and there's so far to run in between places. It's just very... And I've always said it, Iron Man, boy, makes you paranoid about what's around that next corner.
Yes.
I'm so used to Turnwinkle going, oh, hey, let's go see what's over that next hill. Iron Man, you're like, I don't know. I can't see around that corner. I'm just going to peek. Run.
And the thing, when your gut instinct says, don't go over there, you've got to go, she'll be okay. Yeah,
It looks like a nice green field. And then it turns out it's a field of death. Yeah.
Exactly. So what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune?
You know, take your time. Mm-hmm. Take it again, we were just saying, you know, take your time. You know, don't rush into any place. Look around, plan in advance how you're going to approach something. If you see that there's four guys down there, and just watch and see if maybe one of them goes off on a patrol path. And so you can take that one out and then continue to watch and see how you might be able to deal with the other three. So just be patient. Don't try to rush anywhere. From all the Ironmans that I've watched, that seems to be the one thing that kills most folks, is that they rush into something, or, you know, they just, and all of a sudden, instead of just the one, they've got four or five, and that's what ends up killing them. Even those folks that do really well, like Tarkanis, you know, he'll do really great, and then he, you know, is just wiping stuff out left and right, and then finds himself in a cave, and you know, and goes around a corner without really kind of watching what he's doing. You know, and you get confident. You get, I think you get a little sense of, oh, I think I've got this down pretty good. And, you know, nothing's really a challenge. And all of a sudden you find yourself in deep trouble. And so take your time and, you know, and make sure the items that you're putting on are not green.
Yes.
You know, I think one of my most embarrassing deaths, and I think that's coming up here, and I'll save it for that. But, you know, one of my, well, I'll just get into it as I've already segued myself there. Okay. One of my most embarrassing deaths of a tune was, I'm going along. I'm doing great. I have a druid, night elf druid. It's awesome. I'm loving it. You know, I can change from the bear form if I have to get tanky, or I can, you know, change into my feral form if you know, I need to get some burst damage going. It's awesome. You can heal yourself. Man, it's an awesome class. And I kill the big spider and she drops these awesome items. I'm like, oh, hey, wow, look at this. These pants are awesome. And I put them on and everybody in the chat's all, why? Why did you do that? What'd you do? I was like, what do you mean? Oh, no.
No.
It's over. It's over. So make sure the items you're putting on are white. And you're not putting on any green items. So keep those things away from your tune. You know,
there's so much that you've got to pay attention to, isn't that? Like, you can't be lackadaisy with it, because you've got, you kind of, hence why I always say, don't play when you're tired, because I know that's when I make stupid, stupid mistakes. But you've got to feel like you're on the ball, and you've got to be, you know, prepared and feel like, okay, you've got to be waiting and checking and looking, and it can be quite intense, because you want to make sure that you get through and live. That's
right. Yeah. That's right. And so be patient, guys, and the levels will come, and you know, and depending on what challenge you're taking, and you know, so just be patient with it. The levels will come. I know sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, am I ever going to hit that next that next level? Oh, you know, am I ever going to see the end of this zone? You know, but just be patient with it and it will come. So.
No, that's exactly right. All right. So would you consider trying a bloodthirstier or pacifist at any stage, or you just more feel comfortable with doing the Iron Man?
Well, you know, certainly, especially when Legions dies down a little bit and we all kind of get to towards the end of that. That's something that what I love about the Iron Man Challenge and what you guys do here is when those things get to the point where it's like, oh, another world quest. Yay. It's like, oh, please, you know, it gives you something exciting to do. And so, you know, I would certainly love to try out those other challenges and see how I do and how I fare in that. So,
yeah, excellent. All right. Well, we will definitely be keeping an eye on you and Leela and Zortz and see how your little competition's going to go. So good luck to all three of you. I'm not going to be very, I'm not going to be biased, and I'm just going to try and be overwhelmingly supportive of you all. Go Lula. So yes.
So, you know, Layla does claim you as her spirit animal. So
yes, oh. Yes. Hence why I go. Yes.
Team Layla. Hashtag Team Layla.
Team Layla. Yes, yes. So we've got three teams. Awesome. I'm on Team Layla. That sounds good. Well, thank you, Chat Winkle, for coming and having a chat with us. We do appreciate it. And we're lucky that you get to stay around for the rest of the show. So, yay!
Yay!
Awesome.
Excellent. All right. So, Stone.
All right. News. Let's see if this will play.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Yes.
I love that bumper. That is such a good bumper. Rogue Slayer is awesome. All right. What have we got, Stone?
Really, there is a few more hot fixes again, but I don't like going through all that stuff because sometimes they're really long, sometimes it's short. Really, just if you go to the website, just not our website, if you go to the World of Warcraft website, you'll find them. The other thing is the Running of the Gnomes 2016. It is not tonight. It is October the 15th, next week at 8 p.m. Eastern on Scarlet Crusade U.S. servers. And you make a gnome with pink hair, and you run with a whole bunch of people. Last year they were expecting like 40 or 50 or something like that, and they got like 140, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, gnomes? Yeah, oh, no, gnomes. Sir.
It was more?
No, yeah,
was
no,
more.
We had... It was way more. Yeah. It was like 1,000 some odd people, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So I have a donation page that you can go to. I'll link it in the chat, but we'll also have it up on the show notes as well. Yeah. Whoa, I see somebody in chat that I haven't seen for a long time, so...
Hey! Some
shots. How's it going, buddy?
I see that person, too. Wow. Three
hots. Yeah. So
that's... it's an awesome thing to take part of. So if you want to do it, then you can go and make your character.
I actually might try to do it during the show next week. Yeah. I might roll it next week and just, yeah. So you have to create a level one character, a level one gnome
and podcast. And, you know, we can play while we podcast.
Yes.
That has been known. You know, there are
some computer can do that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, we normally don't. However, yes. we may have to make an exception for next week as well.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, because we're gonna go into the other thing in a moment.
Right.
Gotcha. Yes. Just nod. Just go nod and go yes, Lita. That's cool. All right.
I'm just the guy that pushes the buttons.
Check out Running Up the Gnomes, guys. Sorry.
I'm just the guy that pushes the buttons, right?
Yeah, you just boop, button boop. Pusher. You're a button pusher. All right. Well, how about we go on to the site news and let's talk about something very, very exciting that's been in the works that Stone and I have organized. And we want to let you guys know about a Iron Man contest that we are running, which starts today.
Oh, wow.
Today. Yeah. Today. So what we're going to be doing is we're running it for 2 weeks. It's not going to be like the last competition. No. So this is brand new one. We're going to be doing Stone will be doing a random roll very shortly.
Got it up on the page right now.
We will be... Everyone is going to be the same. There is going to be no difference in choosing. Yeah. You have to be, to participate is to be the race and the class. Yeah. But Stone's going to do a random roll in a moment. So the prize, so first, there's only one prize. We'll be giving away BlizzCon virtual ticket.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, yeah. So whoever is the winner will get, because that is universal. Doesn't matter if you're in the States, in Australia, in Europe, it is, you know, it applies. So yeah, we just wanted to do something. BlizzCon's what, a month away? Less than a month.
Less, yeah.
Less than a month. I leave in 23 days. Well, that and I mean, well, I know it's. I mean, I know it's not BlizzCon, but you know, but
Con before the storm, sir.
Yes. Well, actually, yes. I don't think I'm going to be there. I don't think I'm going to be at Con before the storm because I have the Blizzard charity thing.
Oh, you're going to the dinner?
Yeah.
So wow.
So I might actually have to pack real clothes.
Oh, sounds rough. Anyway, let me get back to the rules. Okay. So just to go over the rules for this competition, you can enter at level 10. All right. So you need to hit level 10 and jump onto the website. We will have the competition details up there. Like last time, put your character in and enter your character. If you are not entered into the contest one, then you will not qualify. As I said, we're doing a random roll for the race in the class shortly. So everyone's going to be doing the exact same thing, as in tune-wise. You need to play that. All regular Iron Man rules apply. Nothing changes from that. Stone and I will have a final say on winner. Anyone who is red flagged, who dies, yellow flagged will not be eligible for. So remember, just same thing, you need to be green flagged. And so alive. The highest level, sorry?
And alive. Green flagged and alive.
Yeah. Yep. And the winner will be the highest level iron that has been opted in, that is not dead, and again, green flagged. And if there is any issue, Stone and I do have final say over all of that. Of course, tiebreaker will be determined if there happens to get to that point. Stone and I will look into, what we're going to do for a tiebreaker. However, if your contest challenger dies, of course, you are allowed to reroll and re-enter at level 10. So if you feel like you want to continue on, whoever is the highest at the end of the 2 weeks. So we're running from today, October the 8th to October the 22nd.
Yes.
Okay, so 2 weeks. Basically, the other thing that we're going to be throwing in is starting with this contest, we want to make this fair for everyone. So if you win a contest, you will not be eligible to win a prize for the next contest. Okay, so it has to do with the prizes. We want to encourage everyone to have a go and for everyone to, yeah, and just to give it a go. And you might get the highest, but the prize would then go to the second highest. Yep. All right, because we just want to make this fair. We don't want the same people winning. It will make it feel very unfair for a lot of people. But we just hope that you guys will support and give it a go, and we will see. I have got my WoW open, ready to go. Once Stone has, I will be making my character.
I beat you last time, right now,
so it starts as soon as Stone.
So the only thing that we never really added into the rules part is that I do require you to give us a email address, and that's only so that we know how to reach out to you. Once we have a winner, I physically go in, delete them all, because I don't want to record any personal info. So the email address that you give is only on record for, I guess, two weeks, and it's just to, again, reach out to you so we can give you your prize. And I think you have to give an email address if it doesn't work. So I guess if you win and the email address doesn't work, well, I mean, we'll try to reach out to you, but if we're not familiar with you, please give a real email address, because otherwise you might not get the prize, right?
And don't forget, so. I mean, you can jump into our Discord channel and chat with, the other WoW challenge, people that like to play the challenges and all of that. So if you're a bit unsure with emails, at least you've got ways that you can contact us. But please make it easy that we can contact you as well. Because if you win, we want to give you a Blizzard virtual ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Woo! Yep, yep. It's exciting. All right. So we're doing... Okay.
Not doing Death Knight, right? Did you say that? Death Knights and Demon Hunters are out?
Took it out. Yes. So, yeah. So what we're going to do is there will be no Death Knights. We're not going to make this terrible. We're not going to make it bad. Yeah. So Death Knights are out and Demon Hunters are out. So yes. If Stone happens to get Hunter, Hunters will be whatever. Yeah. It is, but basically all classes. So even if it's monk, even if we get panda, goblin, whatever, everyone's starting on the same. So the only things that won't be allowed will be the Death Knight and the Demon Hunter.
So I'm ready to roll. I just have to hit F5.
You're ready to roll? All
right. It's up on Twitch right now. Right now it shows a Night Elf Death Knight, and I put that up on purpose because we knew that we weren't going to use it. So we'll see what we got. F5, what do we got? Oh, Demon Hunter. Of course. No. Thank goodness we said no Demon Hunters.
That's just checking the...
All right, let's just making sure. Let's go. Another Demon Hunter. Awesome. Now it's a Blood Elf instead of a Night Elf. Wow. Another Death Knight. What is going on? Oh. There we go. Blood Elf Paladin.
Ah.
Let me add Elf it.
Paladin. Yeah. Okay.
Paladin.
So... All right. So whatever server that you're rolling on, this is not server specific.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to do, that's fine. So Blood Elf Paladin. Right. Creating character.
And I'm just uploading. Listen, I don't even know why you're going to bother. Because I'm going to win, right?
No, you're not.
I'm going to beat you again.
You know it's going to take me 20 minutes. It's going to take me the rest of the show just to work out her appearance.
I think Zork's a little uncomfortable with the trash talking going on here.
You might have to give you some tips, Terwinkle. All right. Well, okay. Oh, so I can't just do a...
What?
I'm making a tune, and I have to... She's got to be
right. Oh, you're going to make it right now?
What's
interesting about the Blood Elves is that there's no female or male button there. There's just one.
I'm going to. All right. I'm going. Yep. Her color. Yep.
All right.
With that.
All right.
Right. All right. And go with.
You're right. Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Pretty. All right. I've got mine. Oh, yeah. No, we might do that. All right.
Ghostlands.
What name am I going to have?
Where are you? What realm are you gonna? Oh, I guess we shouldn't say what realms we're on. Right.
No, well, I'm gonna stay on the Oceanic.
Oh, you're gonna go on. Oh, it would be funny if I actually went over there and beat you on one of your own realms.
Yeah, come on, bring it, buddy. Come on,
bring it, Rokester.
I don't like the IPs. I don't like the lag. Like the lag is, it's about 250 or so. That's too high for me.
Oh, please. I used to play on worse than that back in the day.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, now I've got to find a name that I haven't already taken. What's the problem? Oh, there we go. Okay, I've got mine.
Where's my... Okay, there we go. Hold on here.
Now I'm going to set up. All right.
This is how we do it.
This is how we roll.
So
Blood Elf Paladins, you can roll a male, you can roll a female, whatever one you want. But it has to be Blood Elf Paladin. So, yes.
Blood Elf Pally.
Ghostlands is rough.
Ghostlands can be rough, yes. Yes, that does not look like a Blood Elf Paladin.
Yeah, that's...
Yes.
That looks like the funniest Blood Elf I've ever seen, Stone.
What are you talking about? Stone wins.
There we go.
Stone wins. Yay. So, contest is over.
Whatever.
Slip through my add-ons, make sure dominoes...
What did you do? Did you just do random? You didn't even work out how she's going
to
look.
Why would I need to?
You're... Oh, true, I suppose. Tell you what, I don't know who you are anymore.
You know exactly who I am.
I know. That's the scary thing, people. That's okay. You can go die. That's fine. I'm just gonna do my little
Here's
thing.
Here's a flex for you. Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, you're flexing. Yeah, I've got to fix my bars up because I hate my bars like this.
Now I'm getting some rest XP. Now I'm gonna beat you even worse. Man.
What do you mean? You can't beat me even worse. Honestly. See, he can't. He's just trying to trash talk. He just can't trash talk like you can. I don't know. What am I going to do with him?
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like he's been talking to Zork, I tell you.
Oh, I need to turn that off. Whoa. Ooh. That one. Okay. How do I turn that off? Okay. Cool, I've done my first quest.
Woo! I'm not even doing quest. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll be fine.
Okay. Alright. Anyway, excellent. So, so that's the competition. We will have that up on the website with the details, and Stone will get the thingy. Where we go and click on to register and put your tune up there.
So. All that you need to do is that when you go to add a new tune, right now it should show you your character must be Pally, Blood Elf, level 10, green flagged, and if you opt in, you have to check the checkbox and then give your email address twice to make sure it's the same thing, and you're in. That's it. So just add a character. That's it.
Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
No, that sounds good.
I have kids.
That sounds good. Stone will get the thingy. Exactly. That's my technical words for it.
I get it.
So, yes. My thing. Get the thingy, Stone. All right. So, yes, I'm now going to turn on.
That's Australian for something. I know what it is.
I'm good at getting thingies.
Yeah. It's technical. It's, you know, it's technical stuff. Sometimes you just, words are hard. Anyway, will go on to the Man, state of the challenges and
so
see what
things.
Everyone's been up to this week. Charawinkle,
Yes, I will. Now, let me just preface this with a big apology to the folks that I'm going to read. And as far as your names are concerned, because as anybody knows and watched any of my episodes, you'll know the reason why I tell guild leaders to pronounce their own members' names is because, I am no good at them. Also, I do it to allow folks to see if the guild leader actually knows the people within their guild. So,
nice. That's a good idea. That's a tricky one.
All right. So we have a couple of deaths right off the bat here. Is it Darion or Daro Iron?
Yes.
Daro Iron.
Yes.
Unfortunately, passed away at level 79.
Oh.
Gosh, I shudder at how far. And the next one is Laika, who passed away at level 80. Oh my gosh, I would be devastated. I would be curled up in the fetal position in my room right now if I were these two. Peaches, however, made it to level 85. Germand is 101. Holy smokes. Is it Fairness?
Yep.
Fairness. Yep. Is also 101. Ferona is 102. Now, is this the same person? It's got to be. Fair Sky?
Yes, it is.
Is 102.
This is fair. Yep.
Not only on just one, but three characters. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes.
They're machines, I tell you.
Dead Rhythm is 103. Catster is 104. And Never Died Death is 105. Big congratulations. See, Zortz, that's how you do it, sir. Right there.
Nice. Alrighty.
So I've got the Bloodthirsty. So I've got Sun Ryu died at level 15. Sun Grind hits level 18. Amashep Shapa. Oh, I'm a Shapa. Okay, hits level 20. On a side hits level 21. Aya Blood dies at level 26. With Bloodthirsty, it's like, oh man. Thirsten hits level 26. Gore Craze hits level 35. Cruel Madness hits level 35. Soulbound hits level 59. And not one, but two Thirsty hits level 67. Lita, can you do the pacifists, please?
I can do the pacifist, definitely. Alrighty, so we've got... Oh, great. Ozea
yes!
died at level 20. Sorry if I butchered that. High Five hit level 25. That's good. Hit level 25. Very good. Joyful Vegan hit 28. That's Rogue Slayer. Go, Rose Claire. Yay! Flower Child hit level 31. Dove hit level 32. Zaya Passy hit level 33. Oompa Pompa hit level 45. And Huey Hamster hit level 45 as well. Latifolia hit level 55. And The Ugly Truth hit level 62. Woo!
All right.
Congratulations, everyone. Awesome week of leveling. Commiserations to everyone. We lost. Wow. We did lose a couple this week. So, yeah, that's a bit of a bummer. Anyway,
we'd be here for a long time if Zorch put up all the deaths that he had on here. We'd be, it'd be hours.
Wow.
fun. Anyway, how about we go on to our chat and Terwinkle, what have you been doing? What else have you been doing this week?
Oh, boy. You know, we are gearing up and getting ready, of course, for the Iron Man Extreme Challenge this week. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, we just put out our latest episode of Does the Heart Good podcast, our October episode, where you get to hear all from everybody's favorite host here on the show, Lita. And we put her through the ultimate lore quiz, World of Warcraft lore quiz, which she did fantastic. And I'm not going to spoil anything. You know,
she had
Lita did better than I did, that's for sure.
Well, sir, now, granted, she didn't have Gollum reading her questions to her. And though Andrew did have a little bit of difficulty trying to keep track of all Lita, he had one job. Andrew had one job.
So, that was so funny.
But it was a wonderful time talking with her, and we had a great time on the show. And we talk about all things October, and it's a great episode. We had a good time putting that out. Also, of course, the Dungeons and Goobers continue our adventures in Dungeons and Dragons with the Goober Squad. And the Goober Squad went and we took on Black Rock Depths, the detention center, this week. And I'll be putting that episode up soon, and had a great time in there. And there's more to come on that. We only went through that particular spot in Black Rock Depths. You can continue and do the whole thing in one swoop.
Yeah.
But we don't like getting our faces melted off. And so so we just did that part. And we'll save the rest for when that comes up on the list. I think coming up this week, I forget which one we're doing this week. Layla keeps all that in track for me. So... I forget which one we're doing this week, but check us out on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific on twitch.tv/jamepalm316, or put it up on the YouTube when we get done with it as well. So you can watch the VOD there and we have a good time with that. I just been Legion and having a great time there. So that has been me this week.
Nice.
Dang.
Excellent. All right. Well, Stone, what have you been doing this week? Anything exciting?
I was leveling up a pal because I knew that's what we were going to pick.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Wow.
No, so I worked on the priest that we randomly rolled last week, and this one felt a lot better. Leveled it up to 15 and not doing all the quests, so I'm not doing every single quest. I'm just going to go up to the level in that for that particular zone. So when I hit level 10 mm-hmm. in Dunmorogue, like I did the Brewfest quest. I think I only did like two or three of them. At level 10, I just left because I was like, I want to level up quicker. And when it starts to feel hard, then I'll adjust. Yeah, I gotta keep it clean. Dang it. So I got the priest up to 15, and I'm just gonna finish up the lock. And once I'm at 20, if I don't have all the scroll quests, you know how you can go around and get like scroll number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I'm gonna go do all of those, because if you turn them all in, you get another quest that gives you a free like extra 2500 XP or something. So, mm-hmm. But once I'm done that, I'm just gonna carry on. And if Wetland starts feeling a little bit too tough, because there's one part I think where Wetlands was kind of no it wasn't Wetlands, it was what's north of Wetlands is
Arathi,
where they never even touched it. When they did all the zone changes, they didn't never really touched it very much. So Arathi was where I think my priest died last time, so I think I might
well, there's all those stealthing mobs in Arathi.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do there. Yeah. But I have to get there first. So the other thing I did was on Thursday, I decided to do a different kind of Iron Man. And I played some D3. So, ooh. You know, I basically applied the Iron Man rolls to mm-hmm. D3. And I went from level 1 to 7. And I definitely noticed issues at around level 5 where I'm trying to kill things and they're not dying in like 3 or 4 hits. It's taking like 12, 13, 14 hits. It's like, wow. And then I got to watch out for the really hard mobs where they're like purples and they come out and they hurt, man. So basically I created these rules and I have it up on our website too, if you feel like doing it. I'm not going to track it because you can't track certain things. And this is just another way to play if you feel like doing it. So basically, you know, you must select a hard core character. So if you die once, then you're done. You can't wear anything higher than white. You can't use any enchantments, enhancements, or gems on your gear. Wow, I don't know what the hell is wrong with me, but let's get it together, Stone. You can't use any skill runes. So, you know, if you get certain spells, you're able to change them. So I said, okay, you can't change it. You just got to use the regular base spell. You can't use passive skills. You can't mm-hmm. use your potions. So what I did was that I changed the hotkey for the potion to nothing. So I can't even use that, which is good. Cannot join a party or group to get yourself ahead. You can use the companion because that is part of the story and the plot. Mm-hmm. You can use, it's not called the... Yeah, guild, right? It's called something else, right? It's what's it called on D3? It's
no idea.
I don't know. It's called something else there. At least I think so.
Oh, okay.
And I said no XP boosting. If there's like recruit a friend, right? I don't think that there is. Like, is there something like that in D3? I don't think so. Anyway, so
can't you do like a buff thing where if you go into something like with someone really high, and
right,
they just like,
yeah, you're not allowed to do that
and you get the XP here.
Yeah, so you would not be allowed to do that because that kind of defeats the purpose of it. And I said, you know, you should be allowed to use the shrines and for buffs because the durations are fairly short, so it's not going to help you long term. And it was interesting to play, so I'm gonna try that again this Thursday and see how far I can get. And then I think maybe, and then when this guy dies, if he dies, jeez, I should already just kill my character. I'm already, you know, jeez. I was thinking of maybe trying to apply the challenge to other things, and, you know, like, I don't know, just to do something a little bit different than WoW, because, you know, when you're doing WoW, I mean, I love playing WoW, but sometimes, you know, I want something a little bit different, so just to see what we can do. I kind of want to do one for mine craft, but I don't really know what we could do.
Oh man, that would be amazing.
Not really sure. Yeah, but so that's pretty much all that I did for WoW related. Well, Iron Man stuff. I did create a new character called Stone Winds. That is going to be winning in about 2 weeks.
She just means Stone's going
to die. So that's going to be winning that virtual BlizzCon ticket. Is that correct, sir?
No, we don't win. Stone and I win nothing. It's what? Just the...
Oh, whoa, what are you talking about? Wait, what?
You're going to BlizzCon, please. I've already got the virtual ticket. This is just between you and me, buddy. The usual. Mm-hmm. This is between you and me, having our little competition.
Mm. That's right. I'm in the beer line to visit Stone.
Oh yeah,
you are on my beer list. I have a beer list here. How
and
long
Stone
is my beer
list? And Stone
needs
to give you a hug if you're accepting of hugs, which is from me, not from him. Okay.
Oh.
So yeah. Okay.
Well, the kiss on the cheek will be from Stone.
I've got 14 people on my beer list. Yeah. 15. Wow.
A couple.
Yeah, and at the bar that means that's $150.
Right. We'll have to wheel Stone back to his room.
I think we're gonna have to go to the to that little convenience store that just, you know, a couple blocks away and buy the beer and bring it back. The beer there at the bar is stupid expensive. It's $10 a bottle. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, they rake the money.
Oh yeah, there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's all that I did.
Excellent. Well, that sounds very exciting. I'll tell you about my week. My week has been massive. It's just hugely.
That's what she. Yes.
Ha ha. Yeah.
Wow.
massive.
I haven't done very much challenge tunes this week because, like Terwinkle had said earlier, Legion is certainly a I'd like to say obsessive point, but because I'm working on rep at the moment, yeah, it's pretty much like obsessive, because I've got two more to get to Revered.
Well, this is World Quest week, right? So you get all the extra rep, yeah.
And Dark Moon Fest still going for a few more hours, so it sucks. Just saying, oh, I've got to go to Dark Moon Fest, but yes, so I've been busy doing
this is why
that.
I'm gonna win.
However, I did just roll a tune. And she is so cute. And I did tweet a little picture. And she is now running around in Sunstrider Isle. And all I need to say is that she's getting ready to ding level 3 anytime soon. So she's already on her way for the I'm already winning against Stone. So yay! Team leader, go me! which is awesome. So I'm just running around Sunstrider Isle over here, just do, which is a lot of fun. Now I'm going to kill some of these pandas. Sorry?
If only you could share your screen with us somehow.
I can't.
You know, all you got to do is hit that little video button and
yeah, I could, ding, level 3. Oh, I got judgment. Ooh, I got judgment. I judge you.
You judge me all the time. So
I know.
It's not that you need to hit level 3. You've had that
but
forever.
But now it just, well, let's do it now. See, that's
allowed.
All. Anyway, yes, it's a lot of fun. So I'm killing all the tenders. All the tenders are dying. Which is a lot of fun. So that's pretty much been my week. Anyway, you've lost me to Iron Man. That's it now.
See ya.
You boys, go on with this show. That's it. I'm going to win. I'm out.
Do you really want me to carry on with the show? Because I could.
Oh, yes. That's right. Hang on. I'm going to go and pick this little scroll up. There's this cute little scroll over here.
Oh,
anyway.
My.
All right. Playing and podcasting. Yes. Okie dokie. So let's go on to chit chat. This is where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, and warn people about potential disastrous quest areas, all those kinds of good things. So, Terwinkle, could you take the first one for me, please?
You bet. And thank this you. Is from X Magma. And they ask, can I buy a white weapon from a merchant and send it to my Death Knight? The weapon is pretty bad as it is for a level 4.
Nope. So I said, nope. You know, no, you can't, because you're basically farming it on another character and giving it to your iron, which you're not allowed to do. And, you know, I said, because he's getting bad luck, and I did say to him, too, that I got bad luck, too, when I was trying to run mine, and I'm not sure if it's Legion or not, but seems like the grays are not dropping very much, which is very, very strange. The other thing that came up during that was that he was saying that when you target the Shadow Horseman or the orc that rides the wagon in Ashenvale, where you're supposed to save the gnomes, it causes a Lua error to appear on your screen. However, he doesn't have any add-ons. So I'm just curious if anybody else has had that issue too, if you have errors like that, because I've never heard of errors coming up like that where you weren't running anything extra. So but yeah, definitely you cannot buy a weapon and send it. If you want to try to get a weapon and you don't care what it is, you should go into the mine and kill those low-level mobs in there, and you'll get the rusted pitchfork. It's really crappy, but you'll be able to still use your weapon spells then. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
Which is doable. Otherwise, what's the other one that drops?
Well, there's a couple that drop. There's an axe and there's a two-handed sword that drop off of the higher level mobs, which are the level 54, 55, and 56 mobs. But they're like a 1% drop, so it's harder to get those ones. The pitchfork is a little bit better, I think. So.
Okay. Yep. Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, that sounds good. Okay, what have we got from the chat room? Apparently, there's some more Terwinkle facts. Fact number 543. Lord. Apparently, you hate hogs.
Oh.
That one's not true. I know that one's not
true. I believe everything that he says, so.
Wow, sir. You know, again, coming from all I got to say, it's just coming from a goblin, guys. It's,
yeah. mind you, Stir has said, last day of Dark Moon Fair, don't forget.
Yep.
16 slot bag, get over there, get your tickets,
20
turn
gold.
Them back in.
10 20, gold.
Yep.
10 gold, 10 easy. Gold, 10 gold.
Well, easy 10.
I guess if
and then
you
if
do
you,
the other quests, right? Yeah.
If you've got the, if you've got your
I don't bother with those.
First aid up high enough, you will get extra tickets, definitely. So, but if you don't, I'm assuming it's still 75. For profession.
What are you talking about? What?
To get the 5 skill points.
Oh,
for
the
your profession.
Skill?
You can do
yeah.
That on first.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that on your Iron Tomb because you've got first aid.
Yeah. Well, that's
I
if
mean,
you
even as a pally would get probably get a heal. I don't know. I've got two things. I've got Crusader Strike And what's the other one? Judgment. I've got Judgment. I judge you.
I don't even know how to respond.
It's all about. I picked up a bag. I just got a little small brown pouch.
Oh, nice.
Woo! So I've now got two bags because I got the Sunstrider book satchel. So, whoa, look out, people. I have now got how many bags, Chris? I've got 6, 12, 4, 10. I got 24 slots. Woo! That's going to get full.
You have. Oh, man. Okay, keep it clean. Okay. Roaster says, yeah, so if you get the five dark moon fair tickets, do the five different games, that's 10, so that's 20 gold plus the bag. And I was saying that, yeah, I don't bother doing the extra games, I just go and do the five. I like some of the games, just like the one where you get shot out of the cannon. I know where to hit it, like to, you know, let me get the target, right? But it's like sometimes I don't know why I'm hitting it the same time. You've died on that?
Yeah, it bugged out. The cannon has this habit of every so often bugging out.
Yeah.
And if it bugs out, it kind of sends you like straight up and out a little bit, and then you Holy come smokes. Down and you end up, you miss. I've had it where I've fallen into the tree and lived, like took a lot of damage, but the other one was where I just like must have missed the tree by about 5 meters.
Wow.
And fell straight to my death. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because the wings didn't come up, so I didn't fly. I was, yeah, I kind of went up and then went down. So it was like, oh, excellent. So, yes, that's why I don't worry about doing that stuff, because I would probably die doing that.
You should and do it on your new character.
No. I'm here to win. I'm here to win. I'm here for a long time. Not a good time.
If I could play music, anyway. I would. But I would love to be able to just play that song. Anyways, because there's a song, so
sure.
Yes.
Ding, level 4. I was gonna say something. Now you
good Lord.
Threw my thought. What was I gonna say about something? Nope, it's gone. I don't.
Yes.
I don't know. Obviously, was a lie. But yes. So that's why I don't normally do that. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. The Whack the Knolls. The Whack the Knolls is no good for pacifists, right?
No. Yes. It will count as a kill. Right. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Whacking Knolls, right. no good.
Raining leaders only.
Yeah. It's raining leaders.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much.
That's all I'm gonna say. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay.
Alrighty. Anything else that we got from Discord or forums?
Discord or Datcord? Which cord?
Discord.
Nothing on Discord.
This one? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just scrolling back as I kill this mob. Multitasking, people. I think we've got everything. Oh, Matt says I've got to watch Willy Wonka movie. I obviously missed something that I have no idea about.
Have you watched the original one? Umpa Pumpas. It's Oompa Loompas, right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oompa yeah, Loompas. No, I've got that. I love that.
Well, do you have the original one or do you have the new one? Because I like
original. I'm old school. Jim Wilder, the way. Oh, like, yeah. As much as I love Johnny Depp and he does lots of things really, really cool, Gene Wilder will always be Willy Wonka to me. Rest in peace. He was awesome. I do love that movie. Ooh! It's up another
best. Yay. My boys are running around.
So, yes. Zort said another Turwink. Ooh, fact number 4. Here we go. He's caused the drought in Westfall.
caused the drought in Westfall.
Oh, Reggie.
I believe it. Deep.
I tell you, he's grasping at straws.
Gnomes.
The rivalry is real, people.
He's going real. Down. He's going down. I'm going to retain the crown. That's right. He wants this belt. He can't have it.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that's about it for us today. So,
Done. As you hear my son going to the bathroom, we can wrap up the show. He's done potty. Yay. He's like 6 years old, knows how to go to the washroom. Yay. Anyways, that was one of the best things that I was so happy when we didn't have to do anything anymore. It's like, yay, he can go by himself.
You made it.
You're now a grown up. So our next show is Saturday, October the 15th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time because we're not in daylight yet. Sunday, October the 16th, that's 9 a.m. Queensland time and 10 a.m. for the rest of Australian Eastern
daylight
savings time. Yay, we're now into the time where our time zones are all over the place. And that's also 1 a.m. Central European time. That does not change, apparently. I think they change when we change. So, Lyson, who is our first level 110 Iron Champion for Legion. He's Mr. First. He'll be joining us. Turwinkle, thank you for coming on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Blast. Thank you for coming.
Always like,
definitely be keeping an eye on you and Zortz and Leela. Most definitely. So
work on her to change her work schedule out? You know, just for us.
We will work on it. We'll call her work and say Layla can't make it in today. She's got a show to do.
Yeah.
The only complaint I have here tonight, guys, is your moderator didn't keep the trolls out of the chat.
Well, there are no trolls.
Goblin.
He's a goblin.
Goblin guy who's been just trolling your chat, and
I don't see it.
Well, if you want to give me the ban hammer, I'll take care of him. Just like I'm going to take care of him in the Iron Man Extreme Challenge 2. That's right. We're going to take him downtown. That's right.
To Chinatown?
That's right.
To Chinatown.
I'll take you down to Chinatown.
I think that might be offensive now.
Maybe is it? No. Wasn't it from, what's that movie? Big Trouble in Little China?
Little China.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Right. Kurt Russell. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That movie was racist. Well, it was. I mean, with all the different stereotypes. But I mean, it was awesome though. It was great action movie. The guy blows up. It was awesome.
James.
Yeah, there's lots of folks in there that you're like, oh my goodness, he's in there. Anyway, it keeps squirreling. Sorry, Lita. This is what happens.
What do you mean? I'm leveling.
All right.
There's more important things to worry about than what you two are talking about.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I'm just killing tenders again. Anyway, we do appreciate. Thank you so much, Towinkle. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
You bet. Well, you can find all the adventures of Turnwinkle's The Goober Squad, the Dungeons and Goobers, all the stuff that I do on YouTube at youtube.com/PalmerBomber1, or you just type in Turwinkle in the search engine and that'll pull us up there as well. You can follow our podcast at doestheheartgood.org. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. You can follow me on Twitter at Turwinkle. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can contact me at jpalm316@gmail.com.
Nice. And we will have all the links up on the website with this episode. So thank you for that. Now, where you can find us is wowchallenges.com. And you can contact us. Anyone needs to email, let us know about how you're doing with the contest, any questions, all of those things, you can email at us at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, we are on Facebook and we do take questions through Facebook. Sorry, Stone loves to take questions through Facebook. So you can contact us, facebook.com/wowchallenges. And we do put the videos up on YouTube, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Remember to come catch us live every week on Twitch, and that is twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
So just a special thank you for everybody that contributed to Patreon. Again, any little bit helps. What we're going to do is that I actually posted a message up on Patreon was for every $100 that we get, I'm just going to say, for every $100, I don't expect to be either, but what we'll do is that we'll do a free gift card give away, and the only rule on it is that you can't win twice in a row, like 2 months back to back. So we'll do a draw every month. That's if we get there. If not, it's okay. And if you want to keep helping, great. You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, as well as the podcast Adventures in Azeroth. And apparently, Terwinkle looks like what my dad is supposed to look like.
Wow.
Hey, Dad. What's up?
Right. Hey, son. Another fine podcast today, sir.
Thank you, sir.
He said that.
That's awesome.
Sean. Take that. I would take that as a huge compliment because you guys rock. I do. So that's awesome. All right. So where people can find me, I'm on Twitter at Leta Wow. That's LEETAWOW. Don't forget, go and have a look at my little screenshot that I just put up of my cute little Blood Elf Paladin for the contest, because she's going to kick Stone's butt. Now, you can also listen to me on Behind the Avatar, Adventures in Azeroth, and Geektopia podcast. Don't forget, we love Mark Conan. He does a awesome intro for us every week. So if you want to talk to him, get him to do anything for you, contact him on Twitter, which is at Mark Conan Wow, and also via Torrent Think Tank, where he is a co-host with Jules. Other than that, I think that is a show, boys. So I think we're done. Thank you so much, Terwinkle.
Oh, thanks for coming on.
All right. Just waiting for my son to go back down because he had to go to the washroom again. We'll see you all next time. And if you're going to be at BlizzCon, let me know and we'll meet and
do certainly.
Stuff, you know? So
you bet. Yeah. We'll be definitely looking for you.
I'll be there starting October 31st. And I'm going all the way to the Monday. I'm leaving on the Monday. So
We're getting in on the Wednesday, and we'll be there until Monday as well.
And Leta, when are you going?
Yeah, Leta, when will you be there?
Well, I'm a bit busy this year, so I have to watch the virtual ticket. So who knows? We'll just have to see.
Got another wedding to go to?
No. My brother's only getting married once.
Okay.
Twice. Okay, this is the second. Right. But I've banned him from ever picking dates for anything ever again.
That's
pretty much it. Yeah. Because he picked BlizzCon last year, and I'm like, seriously?
Were you gonna go?
Not going to go? No, well, I was going to stay. My BlizzCon's like my thing that I do. So I said I have both the three screens going. I play. I've got BlizzCon, I've got the apps going and I'm watching it live and all that. And I couldn't. I had to go fly to Mackay and hang out with family and watch my brother get married. It was, as much as that was fantastic and beautiful and all of that kind of fun stuff. I walked around with my iPad and had the headphones in.
Yes, I do.
Yelled at my niece for, trying to, Auntie Leta, can you? Like, no! Leave me alone! What's going on? Don't talk to me! She's like,
Auntie Leta is kind of grumpy today.
Yeah, well, I did warn him. I said, what the hell are you doing picking this weekend? And he's like, well, we want to get married. I'm like, it's not a good weekend. But yeah, he wouldn't change it on me. So I was
how
like,
inconsiderate.
Oh. What kind of brother is that?
I know, that's right. So it's like, well, he's not allowed to pick anything ever, ever again. So yes, apparently someone's already level six.
Whatever.
So I'm not worried who wins because I know it's not going to be me and Stone. But as long as I beat Stone, that's all I'm worried about. So I'm just going to
get the title along. Of the host with the most. Is that
yes?
The hostess with the mostess. Yes.
Okay, with that, I'm going to leave. We're going to go and call it a show. Man. Okay, we'll see you all next time. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.